Right now, we're looking at 1,000 cancellations today, 1,000 cancellations yesterday, and we're looking at 4,000 delays yesterday. So these numbers just keep going up and up and up and up. Now, this is actually the calm before the storm. That's what a former TSA official said, because it's only going to get worse. In fact, Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary, said that at some point, maybe by the holidays, we may see 1 in 5 flights canceled. That is a lot. We're talking up to 20%. If we get there, we just don't know, because we don't know how long this shutdown.
With 20% by Thanksgiving, can people get through that weekend?
They can get through that weekend, but it's going to be tough. It's going to be really tough, because hopefully what they're going to do is they're going to say, you know what, we're canceling this flight, we're canceling that flight, and people can make other plans. But it's going to get tough to get around. Now, the FAA hopes that by having these cancellations in place in advance, they can actually allow people to make these plans and get on flights that actually will take off. They'll be able to sort of slow down the air traffic in the air. But that's also important for safety, right? Because that's what we're so concerned about. We've seen these issues. We saw that UPS flight obviously had nothing to do with this, but safety is such a critical issue. It's on everybody's minds, and that's what they're looking at here.